With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. Representative Jim Keene often refers to his infrastructure bills as vehicles. As Jackie Yamanaka reports, the Butte Democrat continues to steer those bills through the process, this time to the Senate Finance and Claims Committee.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I view myself as a truck driver.
Keene uses the metaphor that these public works bills are trucks, carrying money for projects to help communities all across Montana fix their crumbling water and sewer systems and bridges and fund other long-range needs. Keene is a sponsor of House Bills 5, 6, 7, and 11. All were presented to the Senate Finance and Claims Committee on their next stop through the legislative process.
So let's do your work, slam the doors shut on the trucks, let's get them loaded, let's get them out there, and let's get them all running all over the state of Montana, dumping off money in every county in the state, Mr. Chairman.
Each bill hearing was very brief, in part to advice from the bill sponsor and the committee chairman. No one spoke against any of these bills. The committee may take action on them and House Bill 9 for the cultural and aesthetic grants on Friday. Keene reminded lawmakers that even more communities will benefit if a bonding bill passes and is signed into law by the governor. Friday, the House Appropriations Committee has scheduled a hearing on the Senate's bonding proposal, Senate Bill 367. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News, the state capitol.